Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. WA Country Cups.
Oh, yeah.
With Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
I'm alive!
WA Country Cups fashions on the field at Bunbury Turf Club's Ladies' Day. Yeah.
All right, so today is the day. We all raced down yesterday to get to Bunbury. It was a time trial. We all left at different times. We all had different modes of transport. We don't know what each other were doing until now. We're about to reveal all and see who won the race.
Now, apparently there's a video already online. We're keeping clear of that. It's on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Ryan, we've apparently got audio of yours. You're the first cab off the rank.
I don't know. I haven't heard this because I don't know how to come across.
Do you tell us what you've got in the audio, or do we guess it afterwards?
That's a good question. I think let's hit play on my trip to Bunbury yesterday.
All right, I'm running out of the studio and I'm going to run straight from Subiaco down to City Beach and jump straight into the water, and hopefully there'll be a jet ski waiting for me down there. All right, here we are at City Beach. Time to jump in the water. Wish me luck. Here we go.
Woo! Jet ski, baby! Yeah! All the way down the coast of Bunners. Woo! Woo! Feel that ocean breeze. Woo!
So the thing about being on a jet ski is it's really, really fun for about the first 2 minutes, and it actually is kind of annoying after a little while. It's actually a lot further to Bunbury on a jet ski than you think, I reckon, but we're still going, here we go. We've been going for about 45 minutes and my arms feel like they're about to vibrate off. Oh God, are we almost there? Come on. So I had to jump off the jet ski. We ran out of petrol, it turns out, so I had to swim the rest of it. But I've just got to Bunbury and now I just need to run down the street from the beach up to the turf club.
Okay, so I finally got out of the water. And I'm just at Cabana Bay in Bunbury, so now I just got to run up to the track and claim my victory.
We finally made it. We've clocked in all the way from Perth down the coast to Bunbury.
I call BS.
Yeah?
I don't. I think he honestly, his gear was soaking wet at the front door last
really?
Night.
That was a clue because my...
I thought you just put sound effects in.
No, my jeans were... I should have moved my jeans because my jeans were covered in sand and sitting at the front door of the hotel last night.
And your t-shirt was dripping wet, or whatever it was dripping when I was on the toilet yesterday.
Yeah. So you kept dripping on me. Dived in and got on a jet ski. Yeah. Well done.
I need to say thank you to Jet Ski Tours in Perth. Jet Ski Tours hire at Rockingham. No license or experience required. I was surprised. They just put me on and I was like, right, I'll see ya. And what you will see in the video is I tried another mode of transport. I attempted to come down on a jetpack, but unfortunately I landed on my face and nearly killed myself yesterday and just got back on the jet ski. So thank you very much.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we might skip my audio. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was, wasn't it?
Now, let's hear what you got, Zaves.
Okay, so Zaves, we had no idea. I feel like you could have chopped it in. There was a couple of drops last night at dinner that you might have been at the airport yesterday.
Oh, I don't know where I was. Oh, mine's not as good as anyone's now.
Oh, come on, mate.
No, it was good fun.
All right, let's hear Xavier.
1:22 p.m.
How long do you reckon that's going to take?
I've got a little treat for us in about 45 minutes. So a little stopover, maybe a couple of hours.
Xavier's effort was pretty casual.
Off we go to hit Bunbury.
His mantra was, I'll see you when I get there.
First stop, we just landed in Mandra, halfway to Bunbury. Time for feed, time to hydrate myself. Very important in long journeys like this, just to really keep your fluids up, so I'm going to make sure I do that. And then finish my episode of Married at First Sight.
Yeah, Xavier factored in Married at First Sight episodes into his trip down. But finally, enough was enough, so he decided to grab a taxi.
So I've had a gutful.
So you got a taxi because you had too many beers watching Married at First Sight at a pub in Mandra. Mate, you have taken the money from Hit 92.9 and said, yeah, I'll use my money to get down there, and you just wasted
it
on
yourself. And how much did a taxi cost?
Oh, I've never been to Mandra for a beer, so I stopped in for a Palmer and a pot at an Irish bar and sat there and watched Married at First Sight. And then actually the Heidi's Avian Ryan taxi picked me up.
Oh, so you didn't pay for that?
Well, I did pay for it.
Well, no, I don't think so. You
actually,
got
I ended
that
up,
one
I ended up sharing his delicious Indian food with him. Oh, we had a treat. We had a picnic together as well. Oh, really good
it
day.
Seems like you had a great time, but I'm guessing you're going to finish third
yeah,
in the
so
race.
So competition is on. I'm thinking that Xavier Ellis might have come third as well because I took this extremely seriously. So serious. You're going to hear I had three modes of transport.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not telling you how long it took me to get here. You'll find out next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Live from Bunbury today, currently 8:22. The Bunbury races are on today, but yesterday the three of us raced down from Perth to Bunbury. All three of us had a different way of getting there, and we had a challenge to get there first. It was a time trial. We just heard that Xavier drove himself to Mandurah, went to a...
No, I didn't drive myself.
Well... How'd you
I rode a push bike.
No, you did not.
Rode a push bike some of the way.
Well, Xavier,
maybe 100 metres from them.
Xavier was very cruisy, went to the pub, had a Palmer, had a few beers, ended up catching a cab because he'd had a skinful at an Irish pub in Mandurah. He'll probably come last. I came
no
down.
No wonder he rocked up last night a bit drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I got in at 5:30 last night. I actually got in pretty late. I was quite tired by the end of the day.
I came down on a jet ski. I tried to get on a jet pack and that didn't work very well. You can see me stack that on the Facebook page. Just a big thank you to Jet Ski Tours Perth. Jet Ski Tours Perth and hire at Rockingham Beach. No licenses or experience required, as evidenced by me yesterday. But Heidi,
yes.
This is the big one. What happened to you yesterday?
Well, it sounds like I'm the only person that took this seriously.
I think you might have been.
I've got a few people to thank, but I'll leave that for after, hey?
Yep.
So I took three modes of transport, and here's how it all panned out.
What do you need?
I'm trying to get back to Bunbury. Like, this is my home route here, and I know that it's the races on Wednesday.
Yep.
We're all racing against each other to see who can get to Bunbury the fastest.
Okay, so what do you need from us?
I need you guys to help me with maybe the people of your show, and maybe I'll just overtake your show for the next half an hour, and people might make suggestions.
We'll put it out to our listeners and offer up some suggestions for you.
Kelly from Bunbury, you reckon you can help us out?
I think I can. I'm actually going up to Perth and coming down the next morning.
So you're offering to drive Heidi back to Bunbury?
Yeah, it'll be a girls trip.
Let's go to Terry from Busselton. Have you got an option for us?
Mate, we've got to fly. Not a fly.
Can you fly from Perth to Bunbury?
No, you can. I've got a mate has a company called Air Charters West.
By the time you got up into the sky, they'd just come back down again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would win her the race, right?
Well, so, very, very
not enough
true.
Time for meal service, but...
Yeah. Okay, so Heidi had a plane lined up. She must have been feeling confident.
I don't like to get too far ahead of myself. I am competitive. I know the boys are very competitive, being elite sportsmen, men. But let's just say I've got a good chance because I know some people.
Thanks to her connections, Heidi boarded a chartered flight from Perth to Bunbury.
You know the rest. Sit back, relax and enjoy the flight.
Okay.
Lollies, water.
Oh, look at us. Champagne, everything. Lucy,
and,
do you want one?
Jacket.
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing!
Oh my god.
I love how your dress is in the back as well.
I know, my dress is in
so
there.
Glam.
Ready to go. I'm stressed now. This is where I'm getting stressed.
Why are you stressed?
Well, because I've got to beat them. This is where hot competition Heidi comes into play.
You're killing it.
I know, but like we can't get too ahead of ourselves. This is the coolest plane ever.
Oh my god.
So I got a Harley Davidson from work, all thanks to the guys at Perth Harley Davidson, Perth's largest dealership.
Of course.
Got ridden to Jandakot Airport, jumped on the most cool retro plane you've ever seen with a guy called Malcolm, who the guys at Hot FM Bunbury hooked me up with. So I overtook their show on Monday when we were speaking about it. And got them involved. So
what time's Malcolm getting us home tonight?
So Malcolm flew me in, and then these guys at Hit FM picked me up from the airport and drove me to Bunbury Turf Club.
That sounds like it's going to be a pretty quick time.
A massive shout out to Air Charters West. Operate anywhere, anytime in WA. Head to www.aircharterswest.com.au for more information. I love you, Malcolm. I love you, Malcolm. I love you, Malcolm.
Is Malcolm going to fly us all back?
I told you I'd get... Well,
I'm not jet skiing my way back to Perth.
He's flying me home tonight.
Seriously?
But not you guys.
Oh, my God. We'll see about that.
Anyway, we want to find out who won. I think my money is on probably
myself. Yeah, my money's on Heidi.
And while we're doing credits, just a quick shout out to my friends at the Irish pub.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, the three of us were to race down in a time trial.
Yes.
The first to get here would win. We all took different modes of transport. Quick recap, Xavier, what did you do?
I actually rode a fair bit of the way and then got to Mandra, pulled in, hydrated for a few hours, and then taxied down to Bunbury.
I love your hydration is beer.
Yep.
I'd never been
down this way, so I thought I may as well experience the whole thing.
I took this very seriously and was like, I need to get here in the quickest time. I got a Harley to pick me up from work from Harley Davidson in Perth. I then went to the airport at Jandakot and flew in the best plane ever with Malcolm from Air Charters West. And then the guys at Hit FM Bunbury came and picked me up because I did take over their show on Monday and ask for the people of Bunbury to help me to get here. So it's all to the Bunbury people that I need to thank.
Yep, and I came down on a jet ski, tried to go on the jetpack, but that didn't go very well for me at all. So it basically all comes down to this. We don't know each other's times.
No.
I think it's quite obvious who probably won, but let's find out who the winner is.
Okay, should we do this? Let's play the results. None of us know what this result is, so here it is. We're all finding out together.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's race to the WA Country Cup. Coming in third with a time of 3 hours... 46 minutes. Xavier Ellis. That leaves two contenders. Second place, 2 hours, 28 minutes. First place, 1 hour, 21 minutes. And the winner is Heidi Anderson. Yeah.
My family, my friends.
Maybe the credit lines.
A massive shout out.
Maybe the guy with the private jet.
To Jesse and Jules at Bunbury Hit FM. I'd also like to thank Malcolm. You flew me in absolute class and style. You're a legend. Air Charters West, they operate anywhere, anytime in Western Australia. If you want to find out more about them, go online, aircharterswest.com.au for more information. And the Harley, oh my God, it felt like I was in a car. It's just cruising along. A few flies hit me in the face, but you know.
You've got to thank God. Most people thank God in their
and
faces.
I'd like to thank my higher self.
Yeah, beautiful.
Xavier, anyone you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank the taxi driver, who's such a great man, and obviously the Irish pub for the furfies, and the Palma and the chips and gravy, and the furfies and furfies.
Winning doesn't feel that good when you guys didn't really care.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but well played, Heidi. You really deserved it. Good on you.
Oh, God. I love you, Air Charters West. Thank you.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.